and the more new subscribers you'll get. So it's sort of a virtuous cycle that we've set up with this user interface. Right. That said, we do have lots of requests for being featured on this page, far more requests than we can actually serve. So we've got to make some decisions. And we do that in a couple of different ways. First of all, I need to say that none of this is advertising. There's no way to buy your way onto this page. iTunes doesn't have an advertising program. This is all just editorially driven decisions. So how do we make those decisions? Well, we try to do a couple of different things, and they're competing interests. On the one hand, we want to make it possible for anybody who comes into the podcast directory to quickly find something that is relevant to them, that sounds interesting. So in some cases, we feature major media brands like the Wall Street Journal or Sundance Channel or People Magazine. At the same time, we want to make sure that there's plenty of room for independent producers of audio and video programs to have a chance as well. Okay. And that's why we constantly feature new podcasts from new people that we haven't heard of before.
Right.
Another thing we try to do is make sure that we find and surface podcasts that are kind of breaking the mold. A year ago, everyone thought that they knew what a podcast was. A podcast was a radio program that was distributed in this new way. Mm-hmm. But that's not really what a podcast is. A podcast could be anything. A podcast is just a distribution mechanism, and the program that's being distributed could look like anything that we haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. So we're always looking for new types of programs that kind of break the mold. So, for example, when The Fader came out and started distributing their magazine as a podcast, we said, great, yeah. We haven't seen that before.
Right.
And we immediately featured them. So we're always looking for something new.
Now, is there a place that people go to? Is there a discussion forum where people that have submitted to the iTunes Podcast Directory kind of gather and exchange ideas and stuff that people would be interested in?
Yes, there is a discussion forum that's run by Apple.com.